You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
So, with our very special guest, Grace.
Kia ora.
How are you doing today, Grace?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
Wow. Is this your first time on Radio 1?
It is actually not my first time on Radio 1.
How many times are we talking about?
Maybe twice with Fee.
Yeah,
just covering random shows.
Breaking events.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing.
Well, you've come in today to tell us the breaking news about something very exciting that's coming up.
Yes. Very, very near and dear to my heart is an invitation to you, the listener, to come and celebrate with us a special event known as Government Gay Fancy Feast. Mm. This is an event that will be happening at Yours Cafe on Friday, November the 8th, 7 p.m.
And what is it, Governor Gay Fancy Feast?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
What's going on? Well, so essentially this is an in-joke gone too far, but it's also... we realised it was also quite good commentary on everything that was sort of relevant to our lives, and we felt like the wider political sphere in New Zealand, which is that we essentially came up with an idea that what if New Zealand was colonised by queer white men fleeing patriarchal oppression in their homeland, and like the evidence is queer, the evidence is clear. We've got the four fathers, all four of them, Wakefield brothers. I'm putting the word brothers in quotation marks with my fingers. Governor Gay, obviously, changed their name to Gray, but obviously Governor Gay. So, yeah, that's kind of the vibe. And I guess we were just riffing on the thought that, like, I don't know, sometimes it's really easy to think that if you're a queer person in Aotearoa, you're doing all that you can for the political scene, or maybe you experience one axis of oppression, but what about, have we considered in which the ways that sometimes we can also not be the best people whilst also being queer and also colonise other people? Yeah, so that was kind of one of the many things we were thinking about with Government Gay. Yeah, and then we were like, what if we all did drag?
Yeah.
And dressed up like colonial forefathers in drag.
Colonial foredaddies.
Right? I think, yeah, the colonial foredaddies, I think they would really not enjoy that.
Yeah, or would they secretly enjoy it, maybe, you know? Like,
maybe they would.
It's definitely a half-truth that they were gay, you know?
I mean, definitely in our AU, in our augmented universe, which is like the Wattpad fanfic of New Zealand's queer colonial history, they would enjoy it. But maybe in the real world that we're currently unfortunately experiencing, they may not enjoy it.
I mean, like, they got on a boat for like 8 months with a whole load of sweaty men.
Something's
bound to have gone on.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know.
Exactly.
I'm sure
New Zealand history isn't as straight as what it's made out to be.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I mean, who wrote the history books? They were all straight men, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Or even worse, scared. Repressed gay men.
Yeah. They're scared they're going to get hit with a stick or something.
Yeah.
Speak your truth and come to Government Gay and dress up as your colonial forefather. I think as well, it's just like, it's Halloween, you know, like lots of weird cultural appropriation goes on at Halloween.
Totally, yeah, totally.
But you
nothing
know,
scarier than a governor.
What? Nothing is scarier than our colonial forefathers.
Yeah.
But then what if you went absolutely meta and then made them scary to themselves?
I've got a question. How important is joy to you within activism?
Wow. Really, really important. I think that's the other thing is reflecting on, like, it's just, there's like been lots of conversations that have led to this event, one of them being like, how do we make colonial history something that people or want to engage with, well, not even necessarily colonial history, but New Zealand's history.
Yeah.
And then what sort of stories do we feel like we can tell? And so I have whakapapa Māori, but I look Pākehā. And so it's kind of like, well, I can't always just lean into my whaka papa Māori mm-hmm. every time I want to have a conversation with history. I also need to address like these settler colonial powers, but that can't always be as depressing as thinking about them coming here and lighting up the entire ngahere of the far north. Like, I've got to have another way in which this is fun and enjoyable for people to relate to, including myself. And, you know, it's just survival. It's all it is. You've just got to make it fun to survive.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. And so maybe tell us a little bit about what's actually going to happen on the day. What can people expect who are going to come along?
Well, look, you can expect the unexpected and a little bit of mystery, a little bit of je ne sais quoi, a little bit of, which is code for, we'll definitely serve you really delicious food that comes from yours. Cafe, which Dylan, I think you might know something about where a lot of the food comes from.
Yours. I've done a little bit of research into that.
Yeah, yeah. Would you like to tell us some more about where?
Oh my gosh, I've been flipped around on.
this is actually your interview.
Yeah. Who knew this whole time the world was just interviewing me?
Yeah.
No, we go pretty hundies on food supply. I do a lot of the supply stuff for the kitchen. A lot of the vegetables we either grow ourselves or get from the markets. A lot of the more industrial products such as pulses and grains. You know, these things are a little bit harder to grow yourself, so you need big machines to smash up the outside. So certain types, like wheat, grows pretty well down here, so we get a lot of wheat from Canterbury, make bread out of it. Certain pulses grow well in Canterbury, so we gave up on chickpeas. They don't grow here, but definitely lentils and fava beans do. We just got a batch of soybeans in, which is the first time our growers have done that. So
cool.
So we do a lot of foraging of seaweeds and all kinds of mushrooms and all kinds of stuff. Proximity, I should really have just gone for this at the start, that proximity is the philosophy that the cafe operates on. So trying to just be as close to the thing as possible, because then you can tell if it's come to you in a bad way or not. You're closer to the conditions of production.
Sounds like.
So, Governor Gay, fancy feast. We'll be using some of this food, I hope.
Yeah, I think we'll be using a lot of it, so you can, you know, whilst you're collectively satirising our colonial history, you can also know that you're maybe helping to regain a sense of kinship, which maybe our forefathers have helped dismantle a little
bit.
You can be part of the
the reversal.
The reverse. It is. It's. We should have just called it the role reversal or something. Yeah, you can be part of that ecological role reversal as well.
Cool.
Which is all it is, really. I can also talk about other events that are coming up at yours as well, if that is helpful.
Yeah, all right, if you got something here.
I do have something here. Yeah, I would love to tell you folks about Dunedin Cringe Fest, which is going to be an especially exciting time, which is a homebrew performance art night. And I think performance art is something that everyone should experience at least once in your life, because it will really challenge what you think is normal to do in a public setting.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we could all really appreciate a little bit more, especially everyone who's felt a little bit weird or a little bit awkward. This is going to be something that maybe will make you cringe, maybe will make you ecstatic with joy, maybe will challenge the boundaries of what you think it is. I think the other cool thing about performance art is instead of making something which has like a one-time use or maybe only has certain value to someone in their particular, like, you know, you're like making a thing in a lot of different art contexts, but with performance art you can only really experience it, and then in that relationship that's kind of all that there is. Really excited for a couple of the acts, especially Big Strong Men from the Kitchen Syndicate, which is going to involve supposedly a friend being eating a lot of sausages whilst Muscle Men play in the background.
Actually, at $4 lunch today, there was some students were doing like a butter chicken boat race, which I didn't know what that was, but that everyone else knew what that was, and that was when you line up with like five of you and you eat. You, one person has to finish their butter chicken, and then the next person goes, and then they have to finish it, and the next person goes.
Oh, not!
And they're racing, so butter chicken. and then they all have to drink a Coke as well. So there's a butter chicken and then a Coca-Cola, and they all have to crack it and then drink a Coke as fast as possible. Wow. It was really interesting to watch. I hadn't really seen that many things like that before. But there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of excitement. And maybe it's put me on to wanting to watch people eat sausages as fast as possible.
Life on the Cringes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay, so Dunedin Cringe is on Friday the 15th of November at 7 p.m. But before Dunedin Cringe, we also have heaps of different events. For example, Utiputi Zine Fest is this week. This weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Yes. Fee is playing at.
Yeah.
Oi, Fee's new band's playing at. Tell us about your new band, Fee. We're all interviewing each other here now.
Gosh. I'm being interviewed. I'm just at work. Y'all just turned up.
This is our show now.
Y'all my workmates from my other work coming to this work, and I'm like, what are you doing?
It's like a crossover dream.
A crossover episode.
Yeah.
Tell us about your band, Fee.
It feels like that. It's a hardcore band, and it'll be loud. We're doing like 13 songs in like 10 minutes, and that's it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a hack from our friend who said the more songs you do, the shorter the songs are, the more royalties you get paid.
Yeah, although it is tough because it has to be over 30 seconds. which is like three of our songs don't make that. Yeah. So we have to add a whole lot of artificial feedback if we want to make royalty money from the recordings.
You can put a sample in.
Yeah, that's basically the plan, yeah.
that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's... obviously Revolver are playing on the 1st of November. They're an awesome band from Pornicky. Zoomfest we've talked about. On Wednesday the 6th we've got Girls and They's Craft Night. I will be there. You can ask me questions about Government Gay, which is happening the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Yours Quiz Night on Wednesday the 13th, which I'm also excited for because I heard last time there was a smells portion of the quiz.
There was. Wow. There was a round which was jars that had been covered, and then you had to smell what was in the jar and then write your best guess.
Yeah.
And most people managed to get all of the smells, I think, but one, at least one of the teams managed to guess. So it was in the realm of possibility.
Wow.
And then one of them was a tomato sauce, but you had to, for a bonus point, you had to guess what brand of tomato sauce.
What was the brand?
It was home brand.
Okay.
Or whatever the cheapest one was. Yeah. Like, you know how it's a really recognizable kind of type of tomato sauce smell,
right.
I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it's cloves is what makes it. Anyway.
There's a bunch more events that are coming up, but I guess you'll just have to inquire
tuned.
Within.
Yeah.
You have to listen to our show next week.
Yeah. But that's it. That's Government Gay. I'm excited to see your colonial drag core, all of you.
Wow. What was the date and time again?
it's November, Friday the November 8th, so that's next Friday at 7 p.m. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and joining us today, Grace.
My pleasure. I'm off to Mahi Toi now.
Wow,
okay.
Nice.
Do you have anything you wish to say to all of our sweet, lovely listeners before you depart?
Have a good day, I guess. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
That's something to
thanks
say.
Thanks for
great.
Listening.
Cool.
It's been nice.
Thanks for joining us.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.